What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Boilermaker Buzz. We got a very, very special episode today. Very special episode. Very special time in Purdue history in Boilermaker basketball. You're joined here, truly, yours truly, Rayfield Davis and my man,
Lou Jack.
And Lou Jack, first, we're going to start with the people. I mean, back-to-back Big Ten championships. 10 years ago, dead last place in the league. It was fire Coach Painter. Let's get him out of here now. He did something that nobody done in the last 17 years. And he did it in fashion and beating your hometown team, a team that you grew up wanting to go play for. And obviously you made the right decision on not really caring too much about that Illinois offer, you know. So we might have lost you to them boys. But what did that what did the big back-to-back? Because you guys, y'all won Big Ten championship and then won a tournament championship or one way or the other or something like that.
Yeah.
But what was it like? What is this like seeing two outright Big Ten Conference regular season championships in a row? What does it mean to an alum, and how you think the guys went about it?
Nah, man, it's special. It's special just when you really sit back and think about it. For me, I got to be part of the baby Boilers. And, you know, we always go back into that Final Four talking to everybody, talking about Coach Painter, like you said. People wanted him fired at a certain point in time. And as much as the evolution of this team has come, we've got to watch an actual coach really go through the process of becoming a Hall of Fame coach and going through the steps that he's took. You know, obviously the SIU and the Eastern Illinois even before that, but you get us at the baby Boilers. We have those great 3-year, 4-year run right there. Then obviously you guys hit that little rut, but then you guys turn the program around.
That was a nice way to say it.
I mean, hey, you know.
Call a spade a spade. Say it was trash.
I love y'all, you know what I mean? It was. But, y'all hit that moment. And then you look at it. Now y'all build it back up, though, before you leave. You build it back up. Then you get PJ here to come in. You win a couple Big Ten titles. Carson Edwards and all those guys. And I was just telling my boy Wes yesterday, like, people just forget how quick, even though the that tournament loss was bad last year, Purdue wasn't expected to win the Big Ten championship last year. Nobody even had them being a top three team last year. So now you talk about you win that title last year. Now we talking about consecutive back-to-backs. Braden Smith is an All-American. People, you know, now you singing his praises, and it's just like Mackey Arena. I feel like that's, I keep saying blue blood. Like, you just get to watch the maturation process from Coach Painter and what this program really is. And I've been blessed and spoiled because I got to be a part of it. So seeing it all, it's tremendous to see what he got the program back to.
That was dope too, is he ain't cut no corners.
Facts.
He ain't skip no steps. He ain't cheat. Like, he ain't try to cheat the formula. He took the long way. He took the stairs. Cause like, you think about it, through the turnaround from when we were last place in the Big Ten to now, last 10 years, he only had one McDonald's All-American. Last 10 years, I think Biggie was, Biggie All-American coming out of high school. And then as far as NBA guys, you got two first-round draft picks.
Yeah.
And Biggie and Jaden, you know what I mean? So ain't like he doing this with just lottery after lottery or McDonald's All-American, you know what I mean? So he turned it around in a way of, I'm going to get Purdue guys. Like, we sitting in the green room and you're thinking, and it's like, this senior class really stuck together. And they just wanted to be at Purdue. Like, they got 57 conference wins in their career. Like, I think it's one win away from tying the most for a senior class ever. So, that's like, and it's in the landscape of everybody transferring, everybody moving. Think of Mason Gillis. You know what I mean? You start, you're All-American glue guy. You come off the bench. You may start. You may play 20 minutes. And then at the end of the game yesterday, running in through the tunnel, him and Coach Payne get the biggest hug.
Yeah.
A lot of coaches not getting that with a guy that they didn't bench, started, play with minutes, suspend him in a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, it's been cool to see the maturation of, because you look at guys that's in the media, like some of the radio guys, like last season they was calling Braden soft. Like, Braden needs Zach to stick up for him. You know what I mean? Like, Braden, like, I remember that IU moment. And now they, oh, he the toughest guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, facts.
And Braden ain't changed. Braden been Braden. You know what I mean? But this team has always had each other's back. And, yeah, Lance is in there. But last night, Lance had probably his worst game of the season. And that just is what it is. Defensively, offensively, you can see the emotions. He just overjumped the fight a little bit. And I love Lance. But that corner three hit, like, no matter how bad of a game he had, That's why he here.
Yeah.
Because you got Zach slowed down. They started doubling. Fletcher started making shots. They started sending people his way. Braden was Braden. And then you need that other guy that can make a shot. And Lance proved that he can make a shot. And then Fletcher proved, because everybody's been on Fletcher ass all year. It's bench Fletcher. Like I'm in the green room arguing for Fletcher. Ooh. So seven straight. Hit a three. Knocked out some free throws. Got to the mid-range. Braden hit the two daggers. This that was special to watch. What did you take away from last night's game?
I mean, every component that you said, like, is just a special team. Like, starting with Lance Jones, like you said, he overfought the fight a little bit from time to time. But I was just replaying thoughts in my mind from the team last year. Some of those big moments when the game got close, like, guys were scared sometimes to take those shots. They didn't want to be the guy to miss. Yeah, pump fake. It's like, Lance, good shot, bad shot. That comes, I'm firing. I'm firing.
Because even that badass shot, he took a terrible shot coming down the stretch. Oh, terrible. My God.
Baseline. I said, what are we doing?
And then, boom, then turn around, knock it down, big one. So, I mean, like, nah. And then, like, Braden, I mean, I hear Coach Underwood, he talking about some, hey, man, if you defensive player of the year in the Big Ten, you got to get that stop. You got to get a stop. So, I mean, I think that ended up being the difference in the game. You can talk offense all you want. I know Coach Payne. Coach Payne was talking all week probably. We're not finna get in the offensive shootout with them. We're going to get stops. Because they kept – I've been saying all year, you keep Illinois out of transition, what do they do? And Terrence Shannon reminds me a lot of Jay Nivey as far as in the half court. Like, it's really – they're great players, but in the half court in college, it wasn't enough space. You know what I'm saying? And in transition, dynamic and go get whatever they want, go get you foul in my eye. But like Purdue did an amazing job in transition. I think Illinois only had two transition points. You know what I mean? So I think that's the game. The rebounding was there. The second half, it's one of those things where first half, they let Zach play 1-on-1. They shut down the perimeter. Zach ate. Second half, they send that double to Zach. Purdue go 8-10 from the 3-point line. You know what I mean? And Fletcher and Braden go out there and they're 5 for 5. Like, bro, what? The sophomore guards, man, it was crazy. It was what is that? Does that game breed you to have more confidence in Purdue? Or is it kind of like, nah, I've been saying this all year. This is what it is. I knew that because John Beilein, Coach Beilein, I love Coach Beilein, but he said in the green room, hey, Illinois gonna beat Purdue Tuesday.
He said, I feel like a lot of people thought that.
Yeah, why is that? Speak to that.
I think obviously you get Terrence Shannon back. I think the whole thing was, are those boys going to guard? And I don't know what somebody done said to Braden, or I don't even think somebody said something. I think he done heard it because I meant to text you. It looked like he took that matchup with Tyson Walker. He wanted that matchup. It didn't matter. Domask, whoever they was trying to ISO him with, he stood up for it. Fletcher stood up for it. And I will say, bro, as much as I cringe, I kind of seen how that matchup zone kind of worked. Like,
Stop doing that shit.
It worked a little bit.
Put Cam Heidi in the game. That's it. That's in the way.
I agree with that, too. Yeah. But
Cam Heidi should have played a little bit more. He got to lock his shit up, boy.
Athletic. That's his game.
Man, 6'8". Marcus LeMass ain't know what to do.
Yeah. Purdue showed that with, you know what I mean, now we guarding the athletes. And I think everybody thought Illinois was going to get out and be able to go in transition. And Purdue did a hell of a job stopping the transition because, you know, paint half court is half court. Like, you're not just going to kill us in half court. Yeah, I don't care who you think you is.
I think it was a stat that came out. This was the second fewest possessions Illinois had all season. It's a possession game. Like Payne said, it's a possession game. In a tournament in March, the possessions start to shrink, half court game. And what about Purdue is one of the best ways to keep a team out of transition is to go offensive rebound. Go fight on the glass. Because if they can't go, if they can't get a rebound, you know what I mean? That's what – Underwood was so upset after the game that they had a few possessions where they could have got a rebound and went, and they just didn't get it. You know what I mean? So you got to be – and then you look at the – I look at this box. I look at – and I watch, you know, obviously. But then I go back and watch, and I go back and look at the box, and you realize it's three times in a game, Purdue got three, four stops in a row.
Yeah.
Illinois never really had that consecutive stop after stop after stop. You know what I mean? I think in the game, you got to have a chance. Like, at the end of the game, let you go 7-0 run. It was score, stop, score, stop, score, stop. That's the game. You know what I mean? So I think Purdue, like you said, I think people were curious if they were going to guard. I think they did show they could guard athletes. I think they did show they could, even the athletic team, they could slow you down. And yeah. Zach got in a little bit of foul trouble. So, nah, that's, it was dope.
And they answered everything. Like, I was sitting there watching the game, and it's like, Zach Edey, Zach Edey. Like, we already know where Zach is. But like I said, everybody was talking about Fletcher. Now, Fletcher answered the bell. He do what he need to do for us. Brayden is Brayden. And I'll say, bro, honestly, like, Mason Gill is the sixth man of the year.
For sure.
Like,
no question.
He is sick. Like, I was like, he's the X factor. I was telling my boy, like, he's not the most valuable player. But what he does, like I said, the offensive rebound, them second chance opportunities, willing to knock down the shot, it's like, it's so invaluable. It might not show up on the score sheet like everybody else wants to see it. But if you watch basketball, it's like, fuck, I can't not pay attention to him.
Fact.
No, the moment you don't pay attention to him, he kills you every time.
He's a
winner.
Yep.
He's a winner.
Those threes he hit in the first half, they try to leave my man open. Bop, bop. Come here.
And he's shooting it with confidence. You know what I mean? It ain't even second guessing it. Like,
in transition.
Sag off like, when Terrence Shannon tried to bluff, like, dude, that hand ain't enough. Like, get here.
Man, get here. Yeah.
With Fletcher in the corner. Like, get here. Like, you should be dumb. I'm not kicking.
Yeah, nah. I love man. And Mason gonna fight you. He gonna fight you. He tough. He gonna buy into his role. And with Mason, like, do you need a senior? Like a Mason. You need a senior like a Mason that's willing to come off the bench, do his job, excel in it, for all those young dudes to understand.
Right.
If Mason doing it, Miles can't complain. Cam can't complain. Mason, fifth-year senior, doing what it takes to win. That's at the standards, you know what I mean? Even for seniors in high school coming in, those six seniors in high school coming in next season, that's about sacrifice here. This is what we signing up for. We may be a senior have to come off the bench. Like, and it ain't no arguments. It ain't no bad attitudes in the locker room. Like I saw the locker room last night, the video of it. I ain't seen it. I done been in it. I done been in y'all locker rooms. I done been in our locker rooms, obviously. I done been in obviously when I left PJ and them. I done been with Carson and them. Like whatever, Grady and them. They ain't had a locker room like this. This locker room bought in. They all cool. Cause even every locker room got their cliques. You know what I mean? Everybody got, you know what I mean? Even good teams. Yeah. But this team, the leader is the leader. The guys is the guys. And we all in one car. Like, we ain't going to the frats. Y'all going to the bars. Y'all going to the, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we all going together. And I think that makes for a special team. That's why I really am encouraged what Coach Payne has done and what he continue to do. I am curious about next year, though. But we're going to enjoy this year while we enjoy it. But,
just enjoy
it. Speaking of Zach real quick, I saw a projection. Zach coming out 15th, first round draft pick. You think he'll live to it? Because they said he was going 15th in a little projection.
Yeah.
What you think?
Zach is a competitor. Like, I think he adapts. You know what I mean? I think, obviously, especially NBA college as well, but NBA is your landing spot. Like, you're going to give me an opportunity to play and produce. I think on that level, we don't need Zach Edey, obviously, to score 30. But if Zach Edey can beat Clint Capella, why not?
He can rebound, defend,
catch a lob. It's just being in the right position. And obviously coming from paint and what Zach has already did coming from IMG to paint, he only knows good basketball. Zach doesn't have basketball habits, so getting to the league, I don't see why it doesn't translate. I'm not looking for him to be a star. But I think Zach Edey can translate in the NBA and learn his role.
Hey, you seen him when Coleman Hawkins tried to drive him. Puppy's got that block at the rim. I said, all right, big fella.
And I like the stare down, though. Give me that shit. Yeah, like, quit playing with me.
Man, I got to say, because I love defense. Defense is my jam. That's my shit. Like, defensive player of the year, I'm still mad AJ won it the second year. He only won it because I was hurt a couple games. And Isaac was the reason I was hurt. But anyway, goddamn, like, you talk about being defensive player in this defensive player of the year in this league, man. You got to take somebody out the game. You gotta have a matchup, and it's gotta be, I got him, he going 2 for 17. Or he going 2 for 9 and no free throws. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if you're gonna say somebody's a great help side defender, great instincts, that should help your overall team defense. It's gotta be impactful. And I don't know, man. It seemed to be a touchy subject, but whenever Purdue won or something, they got it. So and come down to getting a stop at some points. But I will say though, Purdue going into Wisconsin game, I expect Wisconsin has been struggling recently. I mean, Purdue does something differently than Wisconsin that they started with. I mean, we put Mason Gillis on Stephen Crowley, messed up everything they wanted to do. But not looking past Wisconsin, but looking past Wisconsin. A lot of fans, and I got on a Twitter space, I jump in from time to time. It was, we don't care about the Big Ten tournament. We could lose the first game. We don't really care. The guys shouldn't care. They should get rest. What's your take on it? What's your take on going into the Big Ten tournament with an attitude of get some rest before the NCAA tournament?
Man, I love Purdue fans. I love the culture, but the fuck is we doing? We play winning, bro.
That's what I'm saying. You don't. What are we playing to lose for?
But you why show up then? That's just like, yeah. Obviously it's a big special, but that's how you feel about Paul's name, like low management. Like, no, you play to win. We could get another championship. We could
another put ring. Up,
like,
man, I'm telling
don't
you,
don't come out here and say, no. I wish your teammate would come out. Oh, bro, you know we already got the title. We cool. No,
exactly.
No, go play to win.
That matters. Exactly. Yeah. No, I feel the same way. Like. Talking about some artists, don't mess the Big Ten tournament championship ring. To say you won the Big Ten outright twice in a row and the Big Ten tournament twice, you dominated the Big
Come
Ten
on,
2 years in a row. Like, that's something 20 years from now. I'm talking mad shit if I did. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I know the Final Four is the end all be all. That's what everybody, because you think about the Final Four, ain't nobody saying just national championship or bust. It's Final Four. Just getting to the Final Four, I mean, I get it's great, but like, if you lose, you lose. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, I want to win as many championships as you can. Not just make it to somewhere to feel good, but winning championships, like, that's a loser's mentality. If they lose, they lose. But you have to beat me fair and square. Like, I ain't going to just not show up. I bring my bags, I'm hooping. You feel me? Like,
I've been seeing that. If somebody beat you, now you got the fan base and the players thinking, they just got lucky. They just got lucky.
Exactly.
One of the teams we played one time in the season, I told y'all, neutral site. Like, nah. Like, I'm going to beat you at home, away,
man.
Neutral.
Man.
I own y'all. Like, this is like,
man.
Nah,
straight up.
Like, Coach Payne don't even recruit dudes like that.
Man, that's what I'm saying. All right, man. I've been seeing that lately. I got it to back and forth. I love Mike DeCourcy. That's my man, 100 grand. I'm the OG for sure. But he was like, Purdue won't have the same same want to as the other team. I'm like, nah, that ain't how hoopers think. Like, nah, they want to beat you just so you don't win. You know what I mean? Or we want another championship. Like, Mason Gillis walked into the Big Ten media day with all his championship rings on. And you don't think they want to – you know, Braden Smith, Fletcher Lawyer, start their college career, back-to-back Big Ten championships, back-to-back Big Ten tournament championships. That's the best start probably – what you mean? You know what I mean? And for guys that came in, started right away, wasn't all Americans, wasn't expected to be this, that, and third, proved them all wrong. So, no, Purdue going into the Big Ten tournament, number one overall seed, double bye. I don't care who they play. I expect them to bring their hard hat and play as hard as they can and show up. And that's what the thing is with Zach. You got a mature team with Purdue. Like, they don't think like that. Zach Edey going, we ain't look, even in their losses, we ain't looked at none of those guys and be like, oh, they ain't show up.
Right.
They may play bad, but they ain't just, you know what I mean? So, and that's the point of having a deep team. But I've been, I wanted to see what you say about that. That's been bothering me. But nah.
Yeah, that's culture right there, man. That's what message you sending to the young guys? What,
man.
So now, if Braden Smith next year, when catches and Lil G Rob come in and all these cats come in, and they not saying, hey, we win every game, like, how do this tradition last? Like, you don't.
Man, I feel you. Nah. So we expect Purdue to be there. I think other teams in the league, like Ohio State, can make a run. I look at a double seed like Rutgers and Maryland. They play each other as of right now. So whoever win that will play Nebraska. They can beat them. And they play Wisconsin. They can beat them. So I'm excited to see what happens in the Big Ten tournament. And then, like, I think just as far as staying on Purdue is that Zach Edey player of the year, obviously. We just came to the conclusion. And Zach Edey, I think, should be up there for defensive player of the year, all defensive team.
Great.
He should get some votes. I think Mason Gillis, sixth man of the year, no question. I think Chad Young, I don't know if they got it, but trainer of the year. Like, these dudes are not getting hurt. Like, Chad, like, they not getting hurt. Like, that's a big part of basketball. They strong, they in shape, he doing getting treatment, they feeling good. And then, like, even, like, I know they do, like, assistant coach of the year, like Coach Brantley. Like, it's just – you got a gig when it come to Duke. Like, you look at Zach, even Mason, Trey, like, can't, like, I mean, Caleb, like, Coach B needs some credit. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
He ain't being talked about enough.
Yeah. It's been different since Coach B been there. Salute to him.
Coach B been getting it out of dudes, for sure. Pause. But shit, nah, for sure. And then, go
So,
ahead.
real quick, not to cut you off, but even like when you say a trainer, you're like, most people don't probably understand, other if you follow how many injuries, and Jeff Stein was a great trainer, but just how many injuries
Shout out, Jeff.
went through. But Chad tough on them boys too. Like, Chad don't
Man.
work your ass off shit. Like, you gotta be here. If you got treatment at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, be here. Like,
Be
ain't no
here or
excuses.
you
Like,
ain't hurt.
yeah, you not hurt. We gonna get you healthy. That's not an excuse. Like, Chad, man, yeah, all
Man,
around.
I'm telling Chad, I mean, we in pre-season, I'm a freshman. Like, we in conditioning. I'm like, my knee hurt, whatever, whatever. Chad, like, all right, meet me here tomorrow. Saturday's treatment, or you whatever. I come in like 5 minutes late. I bring my homie, my friend from home, I bring her with me. Boy, Chad cussing me out like 5 minutes straight. Hey, you feel me? Nah, Chad, Uncle Chad, still the realest one to this day.
Bro,
Hold him accountable.
I ain't even have Chad, and I still talk to Jeff, but I can get hurt right now. I call Chad. Chad, what I'm
Yeah,
supposed to
straight up.
do? Come see
Straight
me.
up. Nah, people don't, and for players out there listening, like, you get to college, your best friend better be training. You
Facts.
better. That's the coach best friend too most times. And then,
Facts.
and I don't think Coach Paint, he ain't get enough credit for Coach of the Year, because you think about where they didn't went. They didn't played all. They didn't played everywhere. They didn't play Michigan State at home. Went to Nebraska. Went to Northwestern. Went to Illinois. Went to Wisconsin. That's all the tournament teams in the league. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, win the league by multiple games. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I think I love what Nebraska's doing. I love Coach Hoiberg. He should get a fair shot, but I'm petty. And I go back to 2015. The year was 2015. Purdue finishes tied for, I think, third or fourth in the Big Ten. Tied for third or fourth.
Yeah.
The year prior, 2014, last place in the Big Ten. So a very similar situation to Nebraska. Very bottom. We were last. Very bottom of the Big Ten. And then we were tied. I don't think we got a double bye, but we were tied. I think we had the fifth seed. It's the same. We went to the tournament. 9 seed. 8 or 9 seed. Same story. Payne ain't win Coach of the Year. Nobody cared. I think it was Bo Ryan or one of the Wisconsin. And
Yep. Yep.
Wisconsin just came off winning the Final Four. Frank Kaminsky had a great case. Had returned the same team. Frank Kaminsky had a
Yeah.
great year. National Player of the Year, Coach of the Year in the Big Ten. You know what I mean? So I think you got to get at the. I think Payne got it. It's got to be something. You feel me?
Yeah,
Like,
let me ask you this. Like you said, Nebraska got to get credit. Like, Fred gets credit, but
facts, facts.
how many road wins do Nebraska have in the Big Ten?
One.
I can't
They
give it
just
to you.
they just got it. Nah,
We
I
all
feel
know,
you.
you know, it's not enough. We all protect home. And
I
I
feel
and
you.
like hearing people say how hard it is to win in Nebraska, salute, but
It's hard to
going on
win,
that
right?
road,
Yeah.
come
It's
on, man.
different. You win
It's
the
different.
outright. You win the outright championship on a road at the number two team in the league, top 15 team,
And they was
and you don't
playing for
just
something.
win it. Yeah, you dominate. Like, you that second half, Illinois shot 36% from the field. They were 0 for 6 from 3. They scored 31 points.
And I want to say, I think I've seen a stat, you probably know it, some fans can say, but like, Illinois leading at the half, I want to say they might be like, I think maybe they only lost 3 games since it was
Yeah, I
up.
think that.
Like, even that, on the
Yeah.
road, like,
On the road. Come on, man. After
yeah.
you shoot it, you go what? 1 for 6 from three in the first half? Something like that? Like, come on,
Nobody
man.
other than Zach Edey in the first half had over 4 points. Everybody had 4 points. Zach Edey had, I think, 18.
Yeah, he's balling. That's what I'm saying, man. Nah, for sure. And then the second half, Illinois switched up. They switched up. Like,
They
it's
switch.
like, hey, man, no, I know it's and to the blueprint now has been laid on how to kind of keep Illinois out of transition.
Yeah.
You just like kind of got laid how to beat Wisconsin. You play small, put a 4 on 5, you mismatch, cross match, all that. Like, and I know other people have done it, whatever, but hey, man, I don't know. Just like
Really?
putting Zach on Ty Rogers started a trend back in December, January, whatever. But no, it's been a fun season, man. Like I said, Zach gonna be the National Player of the Year 2 time. I think he went another. He went in that. He, oh man, I don't know. At this point, I'm ready to say Zach the best player of all time Purdue history. Like, we just watching greatness, and I know we love Big Dog, but you can say accomplishments or whatever, but if we just gonna start to talk pure numbers and stats, then we got to put Carson Edwards in that conversation. Like, we gotta.
Yeah.
There's some dudes that we got good, because Carson in the tournament was nasty work, but Zach has done the most. He has advanced the careers of others that
That's
no one
big.
else has in Purdue history.
That's
Like,
big.
he makes life so much easier for guys. And I get he's that big, but I've been around dudes that big that made life hard for others.
Right.
You feel
Right.
me? Like,
Yeah.
play with two of
Yeah. Like, I play Hasheem to beat, and his impact offensively is nowhere near what Zach Edey is
Oh, man.
offensively. Like,
Oh, man.
nowhere near. Defensively, same presence, but even I think Zach Edey's a better defender than Hasheem.
Man.
Like, I
And
just
I
seen
love you,
guards.
man.
I see guards turn the corner and look and be like, "Damn, never
Yep.
mind,
Yep.
never mind."
Straight
Like,
up. Straight
yeah.
up. Nah, man. It's nah, that was for Purdue to be like what we said earlier, bro, like from your time, having that six from going before your time. We go back to Teague and them, man.
Yeah.
Karl Landry and when it was damn near trash. Then he turned that around, got the baby boilers in there, got you in there. We were just talking about your That's what I had to put that tweet out. You with them that hurt that year. You got
Yeah.
your team, and then because you had an impact that year. Mike ain't know you was hurt. He thought you played that whole year, and I'm like, nah, he was hurt for sure. But yeah,
Yeah.
then from when we was trash playing the CBI at home, lost to Santa Clara. Marcus Foster, I still remember hit. No, it wasn't Marcus Foster. One of them dudes hit us for like 38 at home.
Big
Crazy,
boy, yeah. Yeah, I
big
remember him.
chubby dude,
Yeah.
probably. Right out of what I don't know. I hope he's still hooping, but big chubby mellow, short mellow type dude hit us for 38. Had like two in the first half. It was nasty, and
That's
then to
nasty.
turn that around to get back to, into the tournament, and then the last 8 years, they didn't won four Big Ten tournaments. I mean Big Ten championships, regular season. Like come
Yeah.
on, man. Like what if
Yeah.
somebody told somebody that in the next 10 years Ben Johnson finna win four?
Right.
Like yeah, you
Right.
feel me? Like.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
that's what Payton did. And I'm happy for Payton. He did it the right way. He did it his way. And when you looking back at your time, if you was anything that you could say to the guys, say to the fans, what would it be from you as seeing it from this perspective? Now as Purdue is, you wear that Purdue hoodie, somebody gonna know. You feel me? Like
Yeah.
you get a different level of respect now when you say, "Yeah, I played at Purdue." Who was your coach? Oh, Matt Painter. You get what I'm
Facts.
saying? What is that? What
Facts.
does that mean? What does that feel like?
Man, it's a proud feeling. Because like you said, like being there at the beginning, bro, I remember when people looked at Purdue and was like, oh, I thought that was like the Ivy League of the Midwest. Like, y'all okay. But even just seeing the recruits, seeing the fans, like, it's a household name now, bro. It's a special feeling just to know being a part of it. It's, bro, I can't, it's hard to explain, bro. It's just like, damn, like, you was a part of that. And it's like you just said, you wear it with a badge of honor.
They got done Purdue fans rapping, singing rap songs before the game now, not just the
Swag surfing.
band.
Crowd, bro. All right, bro. Yeah, right. Let me speak to that. And I salute to the Purdue fans. When I was there, and there's no disrespect, it was traditional, so blue collar, like, you damn near didn't feel like sometimes you could breathe and be yourself. It was kind of like, nah, we do it this way, damn near uptight. Then you get me to put some Jordans on. Now you see paint letting kids wear the sleeve. Like, think about it. We still ain't seen somebody really be able to wear a headband
For
without
sure.
getting hurt. Now
For
the
sure.
kids got different shoes, like you said, the music. And, bro, they turn the lights off at Purdue now.
It's turned to a
But
sexy school.
yeah, bro, it's
We had a
amazing.
fake Midnight Madness when my freshman year. I think it
We had
started
one my
like 7 p.m. or something like that.
freshman year. Payne said, "I ain't doing this shit no more. We going to practice. We ain't doing it no more." Straight like, coach, we got to do this.
Man,
Like, we
yo, we
got
did
to
it
get,
1 year. Yeah, now we sexy. Now we
you know,
sexy.
now we got to
So.
get with the times. You know what I mean? Now they doing something. Now they got movies trailing for every game.
Man.
Like, it's an amazing feeling. But it's like now you know, like, hey, this what also speaks to Payne and Purdue allowing it to happen. We
Facts.
adapted with the times, and now the new kids in this new generation, they look at Purdue like, I couldn't believe it was like that back then.
Oh,
It's
yeah, it's
like,
lit
yeah.
over there. Yeah, it's lit over there now. Like
I'm
Purdue and then grew, and a lot of the bigger brands in the conference have kind of fell off a little bit these current
Yeah.
stages. Like it ain't like what it used to be. But no, I'm excited. I'm excited where they're going. I'm actually excited where they've been because I was a part of the worst years. But now we get to enjoy the best years, and we the ones talking about it. And it's crazy. But
Crazy.
and then just real quick before we get out of here, we do got to say that 20. What was that? 2013, 2012, 2013 was probably one of the best years in Big Ten history. And then followed up by, I got to looking. And then followed up by probably 2015. And then followed up by probably 2013, 2014. And then followed up by probably 2010.
Let me ask you this. The only thing, because I went and did my homework. And the only thing I want to ask you, are you doing all of that just off of the pros that you had? And
No, no,
because
no. I'm doing off the teams. We had more Final Four teams. We had teams playing national championship. We did have more first round draft picks for sure, no question. And then we had more ranked teams. Because I mean, you think about that. Hold on. Let me see if I can get it. Because that my freshman year in the Big Ten was hello, Big Ten basketball.
that's when
That
I just
was
graduated.
that was when you left, and that was when Indiana was top 10. Hold
True.
up. But also, because like Michigan played in the national championship game. I think they finished like fourth in the league.
They did.
Okay. Indiana was fourth in the country. Ohio State was seventh in the country. Michigan was ninth in the country. No, Michigan State was ninth in the country. Michigan was 10th in the country. Wisconsin was 18th in the country. You go to
No,
that
that's not.
next year. You go to that next year, 2014. Not there. Michigan, seventh in the country. Wisconsin, 12th in the country. Michigan State, 11th in the country. Ohio State, 22nd in the country. You go to that next year, 2015. 2015 was a little light, though. Wisconsin was three. Maryland was 12. Michigan State was 23. But the caveat is Wisconsin and Michigan State went to the Final Four.
That the Final Four helps, like the rankings. You're right, like all of that helps, like that's big. And
And the players was better.
your freshman, that's now. See, I think that's where we have
Ooh.
arguments, because
I don't know.
your
My freshman
freshman,
year to your
that
senior year, let's do it.
I gotta let go of some of that freshman year, because a lot of them was little homies coming from our era. Like they was coming
Huh?
from who you Tim Hardaway Jr. been in the league.
But
I seen
Michigan,
Trey
but
Burke.
Trey Burke, your freshman year was all first team Big Ten. Or
And
second
I
team.
can,
First or second
then
team.
you can have a different conversation
But
about
that's
that.
big
But
dog status, though.
I know you're right.
I
I'm gonna
hear
give
you,
you
because
that.
that's what
But
Melo Trimble did. I know what
you
you're
know,
saying, underlying
because
what you're
like,
saying.
because what's that? I don't remember my freshman year, but like my sophomore year, I know we had seven teams make it to the NCAA tournament. I don't know the rankings off bat. Four teams alone. Ohio State won the league by two because we jagged against Iowa. But it was us, them, and Wisconsin in the race, so they won the league by two because we lost on senior night at Iowa. But then we had four teams like 9 and 9 right there stuck in the race, trying to push for the Big Ten. What's that? 09-010. That might be 09-010 is the better year. Ohio State number 5 in the country. We number 10 in the country. Michigan State 13th in the country. Wisconsin 16th in the country.
Here.
Out of them four teams, Ohio State won 29-8. We 29-6. They 20 Michigan State 28-9, Wisconsin 24-9. Player wise, I get what you're saying. Like y'all had more first round draft picks, y'all had lottery names, but I would wonder if we match some of them teams up, just they school versus they school. I don't know if they
Let's
could win.
do it. Let's do what you want to do.
West Purdue team you got
We're
that's
not
beating our team?
doing we Whoa,
I'm just
whoa, whoa,
saying, let's
whoa, whoa!
start.
Oh, wait. Let me see. Now, if we do
Which
Purdue,
Purdue team? Us all healthy. Which Purdue team you got in your ear that's beating us? And when we all healthy,
my senior year, we beating y'all for sure.
who you got?
Me, AJ, Biggie, Vince, and PJ, we beating y'all for
What
sure.
matchups is you all winning? Because I won my matchup. Love PJ, but I win my
Okay,
matchup.
AJ winning his matchup. I don't care what you say. AJ's winning his matchup.
A very
He
debatable.
two fouls in the first half. Two
That
fouls in the
is.
first half. You better scrape. And if you scrape, Dakota knocking that thing down.
Debatable.
PJ
Debatable.
knocking that thing down.
PJ gonna struggle bringing the ball up.
But he gonna y'all gonna scrape. Y'all gonna do all that little dumb shit y'all gonna do. You gonna leave. He gonna knock it down. Vince Edwards is 40% from three. Biggie was 40% knocking it down. What's
So
up?
Biggie guarding Rob.
No, Biggie guard JJ.
Who guarding Rob?
AJ, he could do it. For sure.
In the
No
pick and
question.
pop? So you
Yeah,
want
we did
AJ to
it.
stay out there to pick? You didn't do it against Rob Hummel. That's a
We did against good
lottery pick.
player.
That's also a lottery pick.
Frank
It's not that
Kaminsky. Frank, we did against Frank Kaminsky. I think
Rob
he was.
Hummel. Rob Hummel just
Who
tore that
better,
shit.
Frank Kaminsky or Robbie Hummel?
You think they wouldn't have that debate if Rob don't tear his ACL?
Rob, I mean, was, if I was seven foot five, how about I wouldn't be talking to you right now. If it was a fifth, we all be drunk.
Rob is lottery without tearing his ACL. Rob was leaving.
Hey, I don't know that.
You telling me that. Healthy. I'm giving you healthy. You know that. Yes, you do.
I can't say if healthy, dog. We can't do that. If
he was healthy. I'm saying when he was healthy. I'm not saying when he was hurt. I'm saying
when he was healthy, he was a sophomore.
So you gotta do that sophomore team. He was healthy his junior year.
You do that junior team. Okay, you do that junior year.
He tore it with like five games left of the season.
All right, let's do that junior year team then. So that junior year team is you, because we're not guarding. We're not guarding Chris Kramer.
Kramer not there. Kramer not there.
Robbie junior year. Yes,
no, you're right.
We not guarding Chris Kramer. That means Ryan Smith not on the floor. Who gave me y'all space? I love Etwan, but I'm strapping him.
King Gritton, you're not strapping Etwan Moore. Stop.
He gonna get 20. He gonna get 20, but he gonna go 5 of 17.
No free throws.
You might
be in foul trouble. You probably gonna be crazy. Hey, let's talk about somebody.
Hey, now. Number two draft picks can get off.
That's Etwan Moore. You know,
hey,
like
he would have got 20. He would have got 20. But he would have took 18 to get it. That would have took 3-4 shots away from Rob. That took two away from JJ. You would have been salty.
I ain't never seen it. Etwan Moore?
Yeah, I remember. I seen it. I love Smooth, but I was strapping that up.
I seen Ohio State with David Lighty, William Buford.
And I seen that. They wasn't good defenders.
David Lighty?
He wasn't me.
You my dog, so
David Lighty ain't even make no all defensive teams. What you mean? He ain't make no all defensive teams.
I think his last year he might not injuries.
No. You keep giving me that.
People been hurting on
you,
bro.
You can't give me that.
Why?
How you gonna give me? I got hurt my senior year. I missed 6 games.
And you didn't win defensive player.
I made all defensive team.
I have to go look to see who made our defenses.
Because you telling me VCU, what happened VCU?
Now, you know we had off-the-court issues. We had
What happened Iowa? At Iowa. The game you talking about.
We lost.
I ain't talking about you losing. I'm talking about he had one of them games fucking me. The game, the win against Minnesota, 3 for 13, 9 points. That'll be one of my games.
He went through a rut. Nobody.
No,
made
that was no. All right, struck, I would have been
no,
a rut. I
nobody
a rut.
Made
you
him
get
do
to
that
me.
But
you,
him.
You get to me. You get to a rut. The win at Penn State, 2 for 10, 4 points. The loss at Minnesota, 2 for 4. Minnesota must have had a guy. No lie.
He bro was really struggling. Like
no,
Minnesota
you can't
definitely
give me
didn't
that,
have a
Lou.
Guy.
He had 31 against Northwestern the game before. That ain't struggling.
You're not entitled to no bad games.
I'm gonna have one of those bad games. Is what I'm saying. You're gonna have it against me.
I respect your confidence, but I just never felt like anybody could lie. I've never felt like this. I ain't never seen nobody line up against Etwan Moore, and I was like,
I love Etwan. Etwan is my favorite college basketball player of all time, and I love him. But you can't sit here and tell me that Minnesota didn't have a good defender because against Minnesota. No, but it was two times, Lou. My favorite player. I almost cried watching these two games. He goes 5 for 27 in two games and averages 6 points. And they were 8 games apart, Lou.
I will send you the footage. He just had bad games.
I hear you. But when you have the bad game against the same team both times, that's speaking to the team, right? When do the team get some credit?
So you said, hold on, wait. You said he struggled against.
I'm saying y'all played Minnesota January 13th. Y'all lost on the road.
That's at the barn. Yeah.
Bro struggled 2 for 14, yep. 5 points, and then y'all played Minnesota at home. Y'all won. Smacked him up. Bro played 37 minutes. Bro got 9 points, 3 for 13 from the field. Couple turnovers. That was the last day of the month. That was January 29th. Last game of the month. So I'm saying in between time, it was a 26-point game, 20-point game. It wasn't like a, I get what you're saying, in ruts. I get it, but it wasn't. Something Minnesota did had y'all messed up. Y'all won, obviously. But
no, I'm going to go back and watch the tape because I'm being serious. Like Al Nolan was the best defender on the wing, and he guarded me. Al Nolan was the best guard. Like, it was the shooter lefty. He wasn't guarding Etwan. And I'm for sure, damn sure, Rodney Williams did not make Etwan more struggle.
Hey, man. I'm sorry. We beating that team. We beat because we not guarding Kramer. We going double somewhere.
A lot of teams tried to do that.
Yeah. We would have been that team.
What about Keaton Grant?
What you mean? I got a Johnny Hill.
But
he going to lock that up.
Hey, let's talk about another team. Shout out to Johnny.
Oh, actually, if we're going to do 2010 team, if you're going to do that team, because I thought you were going to do 11. If you're going to do 2010 team, I'm taking my junior year team. Me, John Noctis, Vince Edward, Dakota Mathias, Kendall Stevens, AJ Hammond. I'm taking that team. That was our best team.
See, I don't want to talk about some
I'm taking that team. I'm taking that team.
We got more dogs than y'all. And you know what I'm talking
right.
about.
No, you're right. You right about that. But at that position, I'm taking him. You are too. He better.
Hold on, who you said we take?
And my junior year, I think that was our best team my time at Purdue. I think when Vince played the four.
Right.
He was strictly the four. He won in that matchup.
Nope.
Yes, he is.
Nope.
Yes, he driving to the basket, going dunk on it.
AJ
should be up there too. And then, check it. And then you go, check it, because that my Michigan State team was better.
Michigan State that went to the Final Four when we got you got Kalen, Darrell Summers, Chris Allen, Corey Lucas, Draymond Green, Raymar Morgan, all
the
boys.
Yeah, I'm taking them. Yeah, they was good, but my Michigan State team went to Elite Eight. I mean, one game.
I said Final Four. No, yeah, they lost in a championship game. They lost in the – did they lose in the championship?
They did lose in the championship game.
Yeah.
Hey, Michigan State may got it.
Yeah. Ohio State is interesting.
Them boys. Ohio State.
That's – depending on where you go.
I'll take y'all Ohio State. David Laddie was cold.
Evan Turner.
Deshaun was nasty, though. But Evan Turner and David Laddie got off different years.
Yeah.
Like, he was kind of like the backup a little bit.
Yeah. That's when David Lottie was more the defender.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I give you that.
Yeah. Michigan. Y'all got Michigan.
For sure. We got Wisconsin, too. We got Wisconsin, for sure. We got back-to-back Final Four teams.
Yeah, Jordan Taylor might argue with him. John Lord.
It got sticky.
IU, we got no question.
Yeah, y'all just got Michigan State. Y'all got Michigan State and Purdue. I'll give y'all
Purdue. Guess that's my argument a little bit. And if we start talking bottom-tier teams, like we start talking that, I think that's where we better. Because Northwestern, we got Northwestern.
Let me see.
They don't got
Michael Thompson. But I can't say that because that year, right after I left, they go to the tournament. They were good my senior year. That next year, they went to the tournament. I don't know. Minnesota, we got. No, y'all got ranked. Y'all got Minnesota for sure.
Minnesota, that first year.
They went tournament my freshman year, but they wasn't that good. Nebraska, we got for sure. Terran Petway.
That's Bo.
Whoa, we got Iowa.
Yeah, I say first year. Iowa.
We got Iowa. Warrior Marble, Aaron White, Jerry Utoff. We got Iowa.
Yeah, that's a better team.
We got Iowa.
We got Illinois is debatable. That's the team that's very debatable. Because with Demetri McCamey, Mike Davis, Tisdale.
They had good players, but they never seemed to win.
That's all it was.
Like Kendrick Nunn, Malcolm Hill and them, they was cold. But Ravonte Rice and them, they always had cold dudes. It might be more split than I thought it was. At the top, it's our era, ain't no question. But, you know, you get into them. Penn State, we had the same Penn State, though. They had the same guy.
Well, that year, is that my junior year?
Because bro got hurt. Tim Frazier got hurt, and we had to rehab Tim Frazier.
See, we had Tim Frazier, Taylor Battle. Damn, I can't think of big homie name. Cornwell. No, Newman. He might have been a freshman. Yeah, I'm talking about that team. they went to the NIT. They was probably like a game away or two. Like, they almost made the NCAA tournament, but they went to the NIT that year. David Jackson. I'm going with my Penn State team. Yeah. But no, it's been y'all top
heavy. Tim Frazier was so cold. Tim Frazier was cold. Yeah, yeah, we top heavy for sure. Our, y'all top at that time in the league, like from I was telling Coach B on that, from 2010 to 2015, that may have been like one of the best 5 year spans the league gonna see. Oh man. Every year you had lotteries, you had even not the lottery, like the dudes that didn't go to the league, because I was waiting for you to say that. Like, I was waiting because I had my list ready. I wasn't just preparing for the league, guys. I had the list ready. Matt Costello, like, we was about to list them. Like, for sure. But, the Big Ten, I think this year, I think now, like Coach Underwood was saying, it's more of a guards league. Like, back then, it was, like, you ain't really mentioned no bigs. Like, you got to, like, senior year, we got to like, big heavy. But it's back guard dominant. Like, if I'm a fifth year senior transfer, I'm going to go play at Northwestern or, like, Penn State or Maryland, see what Jameer Young doing. I'm going to do that. You know what I mean? So, I'm looking forward to a Purdue back-to-back outright Big Ten champion. Could not have seen this happening 10 years ago. Thought Matt Painter was going to get fired 10 years ago. I mean, Illinois, I think, could still be a Final Four Elite 8 team. I think Wisconsin with the right matchups can make it run. I think Michigan State at a 10 seed, I think they could beat a 7 seed. And then they get the right two. They right there, Michigan State, Tom Izzo Magic. You know what I mean? But check us out on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter, Rayfield Davis 3. Lou Jack, don't care if you follow him or not, but I'm going to give him an opportunity to say it.
Lou Jack underscore 23.
But check us out. We also about to be fundraising right now. We should have said it earlier. We're fundraising. We got Lou Jack AAU program, Crew Life, our fun basketball camps. We have a free basketball camp in Indianapolis and Fort Wayne. Then we're having our West Lafayette basketball camp. Coming up this month, March 26th will be West Lafayette, March 27th in Fort Wayne. In Indianapolis, then April 1st and 2nd in Fort Wayne. For more details, go to RayfieldDavisBasketball.com. You want to donate, reach out to Lou Jack or myself. Donate to Crew Life, 501c3 organization. Just looking forward to helping more once the season is over. But until next time, boiler up, hammer down, all hair Purdue. Boiler make a buzz, we out.